Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
David Hochberg joins us, the Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg. He's the host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. You listen to David and Company Saturdays from 10 to 1. You know, over Christmas break, by the way, I came into the radio station when you were doing your Saturday show, and I witnessed the carnival that your setup is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So you've got green screens, you know, that the weather people stand in front of that are put all into the studio, and then you've got four or five guests all sitting around in chairs with the green screens right up against their back. Then you've got a video production crew. There's a couple of people switching camera A, camera B. I don't know, do you have camera C? And there's graphics. And all of this live streams during your radio show, right?
Yeah, we kind of turned the studio into a television set, if you will. And we stream it. Mike and Tony do a great job doing that at WGN employees. They do a phenomenal job because I have no idea what happens on that side of it, but they do a tremendous job. They capture all the video for all the experts that are there, so the experts can take the nugget of knowledge that they're putting out there, capture it in a 2 or 3 minute clip so they could pump it out on their social media during the week. We just actually emailed all of the experts that were on this past Saturday show their videos yesterday, so they're in the process of sending it up on their social media to keep the information live. Yeah.
So you're not as interested in people following the live stream as you are in the live stream generating video that everybody can repurpose?
Well, it's a combination. You know, we get on average 50 people every single weekend dropping in, dropping out. You know, their schedules, what their schedule permits, you know, 10 to 1 on a Saturday. There's a lot going on. So sometimes we get up to 50. Sometimes we get 15, but they're new 15. And the 15 that were there at the middle of the show are different than the beginning and the end. So we have listeners constantly rotating in and out that want to see the show live. And, again, we just capture everything so it lives on after the show in video format.
What's the what's your take on medical debt and credit reports?
Yeah, the CFPB just released their Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, the FBI, the financial world, just released their new rule, if you will, banning the medical debt on credit reports, which was, it's expected to remove an estimated, John, $49 billion in medical bills from credit reports for some 15 million Americans that it's impacting. And the CFPB is predicting that it's going to increase our listeners' credit scores on an average of 20 points. That's one of the biggest challenges that we have, where somebody goes in for a doctor's bill. They don't have enough money to cover the copay, or they didn't like it, or they don't think it's right. And then the doctor sells the receivable off to a collection company for pennies on the dollar, and it's just sitting on your credit report like an elephant sitting on your chest, and it crushes people's credit scores. So the CFPB's new rule prohibits lenders from considering medical information, bans medical bills on credit reports, which I think, as a mortgage professional for 24 years, that's huge, because you have some listeners down that might have one or two, and you've got others that might have 13 to 20, which just devastates and crushes their credit scores.
Yeah, but as a lender, wouldn't you want to know about that? Because how can they pay for a mortgage if they've also got all these other bills in the way, but now they're hidden from the lender, right?
Well, true. And that is one of the pushbacks of the Republicans that were against this. That was one of the pushbacks that they had, right? More consumers would be approved for mortgages, but the pushback is medical providers will probably require more upfront payments so they get their fees collected. Many high-risk borrowers to be rejected for credit is going to be a concern as well, and consumers are going to be encouraged to take on more medical debt because consequences are ignored. So the debt's still going to be there. I can't tell you, John, how many times that that listeners could not buy a home because of medical debt that wasn't there responsibility that the insurance company refused to pay, right? Or their copay didn't cover, and it was crushing them. So there's a yin and a yang to everything, but you know, in terms of crushing credit scores and helping our listeners increase their credit scores by not having the medical debt just torpedo the credit scores, it's a good thing.
Well, I guess credit score is one thing and money in your pocket is another. That is, so that debt can't be recorded on your credit report, but you still have that debt unless it's already been discharged or sold off. But I mean, you still have
that collection.
Well, say it again.
It's in collection, right? So it's sitting at a collection agency.
Well, when that happens, when a collection agency buys that debt, right, from, say, the hospital or the insurance
right,
company.
Or your doctor, yeah.
Then is that officially still an obligation of yours, or now it's somebody else's problem?
No, it's still an obligation of yours because it's your it's the listener's medical debt. It's just not going to be negatively impacting on the listener's credit report. The listener's still going to owe the money, but it's not going to tank their credit report like it has in the past. I hear, you know, Megapro's Home Improvement, may he rest in peace. When I refinanced him, he had a bill from a dentist. You know, we talked about this on the air, so I'm not talking about anything. He refused to pay, and he's like, I'm not paying that. I'm like, Joe, it's like $60. He's like, I'm not paying that. The guy did a horrible job, and da-da-da-da-da. So you've got a lot of listeners out there, and again, the only reason I'm talking about it is because we talked about it when he was live on our show, is because you've got those type of situations, right, where listeners don't feel that they got the service that they were expecting, and they thought the doctor was horrible, and they refused to pay the bill, and it kind of hit Joe's credit report at the time. And again, we talked about it on the air. I'm not talking out of school. And that's what happens, right? And the decrease in the credit score on your credit report could cost you a quarter to a half a point in an interest rate. It would cost you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan and mortgage payments. So, you know, when you take it out of the mortgage equation to get it off of your credit scores, it's a major impact and a major win for listeners.
Okay, so this rule banning medical debt from impacting credit reports doesn't change the financial obligation, the debt, the burden, the circumstances by which that's handled. It's simply
correct.
Not going to be reflected in your credit score. And I guess those are different topics, David. That is, I was under the impression that a lot of medical debt is forgiven. It's either bought, and when it's bought off, then it's no longer your obligation. It's a vehicle for somebody else.
No, the incorrect assumption. So, John, you go to Hochberg Medical. There's a $100 bill that John Williams hasn't paid. Right, Hochberg Medical could be chasing after you for that $100, but I'm in the business of doing medical stuff. Right, so Hochberg Medical is going to sell your debt off to a collection company for 30, 40 cents on the dollar, right? I'll take $30 instead of trying to run you down for that 100, right? So then the collection company gets the $100 bill and then starts going after the borrower for the 100 bucks, right? Because they bought it at 30% discount, and now they're going to try to maximize what they could get. And I'm not knocking collection companies. I don't need emails from collection companies because a lot of them based in the Chicagoland area. I'm just telling you that that's the game. Sometimes it's 10%, sometimes it's 20%. That's the business model, right? And then the collection company goes after the borrower and to try to collect as much as they can. What's going to happen now is, since it's not going to be a negative impact on the credit score, those collections are now going to be worth less to the doctors or the medical companies that are selling them off, because the collection company doesn't have the leverage like they once did, that it was crushing people's credit scores, yeah. Right? So yeah. The debt's still there, but the debt that the collection companies are buying from the medical community is going to be worth less because the collection company doesn't have the overhang that it's crushing the listener's credit scores.
Yeah.
So it's a positive.
Well, if this helps out people, I'm all happy for it.
It will.
You know, when I said that these are separate conversations, one is just the problem of the cost of medical care, the role that insurance companies play in
yes.
it, and how that hurts people. On the flip side, though, like student debt and other things, I'm of a school that if you borrow money or if you purchase a service, you have an obligation to pay for it. And we just seem to have lost track of that these days.
So 100%.
And I feel strongly about both of those. If I had to pick a side, I'm with you on this one. Let's help these poor people out. Good Lord, if you can't afford your medical care, we don't do anybody any favors by now hurting their credit score as well. I wanted to talk to you about mortgage rates too, David, and I suppose our listeners may have a question for David Hochberg as well. 312-981-7200 if you want to get in. 312-981-7200. You can call or text for David Hochberg. David, can we take a couple of calls before we talk about interest rates?
Yes, sir.
Cheryl has a question for you. Cheryl, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Morning. Our son and daughter-in-law are interested in purchasing their first home in the Chicagoland area. Our daughter-in-law has about $250,000 in student debt. She's a physical therapist. They both have pretty good jobs. We have no idea what their income is, but we're concerned about what her debt is, how that's going to impact their home buying situation.
Yeah, that should be a major concern, Cheryl. First off, if your daughter's working for a hospital or a 501c3 organization, she should definitely give the student loan assassin, Ray Kaplan, a call to see if Ray and her team could help her.
No, she's not. She's independently working for a private company.
Got it. Okay, so that's out. So what?
I don't know that it is, by the way. I don't know that it is. Have you reached out to Ray Kaplan's people, by the way, Cheryl?
I don't believe they have, no.
Yeah.
They need to.
When this conversation is over, I'll have Pete give you the contact information. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, it's well worth the $300 consultation fee. So here, you got to take into account what their income is, what their current expenses are outside of the student loan debt. Obviously, that's a payment, and that needs to be accounted for on a monthly basis and will be counted in the qualifying ratios.
Really? Right,
whatever that payment is. Yeah, whatever the payment is.
Student debt counts. Everything
counts. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
So if they'd like a free consultation, Cheryl, I'll be more than happy to talk with them off air. If Pete wants to give Cheryl my number as well, I'll be more than happy to talk with them and qualify them and answer their questions.
Terrific. Appreciate the answer.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay, Cheryl, hold on. And talk to producer Pete off the air. I just want to... I want you to just call Ray Kaplan, the student debt relief attorney here in Chicago. She's a sponsor. She's a regular guest. She's amazing.
And
sometimes the business is transferring a loan or getting you into a situation where even if you're not working for a public agency, you can minimize your payments. It happens all the time. David, why are mortgage rates not going down faster?
Yeah, so everybody's like calling us. Yeah, well, the Fed just cut the rates 100 basis points in the past 90 days. How come long-term rates aren't going down? So there are two different factors, John. The Fed chair, Powell, and the Fed presidents control the short-term financial health of the economy, right? So they see things slowing down, and they want to cut rates, and they want to help listeners pay less on car loans, less on car leases, and less on their credit cards and home equity loans, home equity line of credit, and make financing less expensive for businesses that are borrowing money. That's what they control. The mortgage rates are controlled by the men and women at the bond in the bond pit, okay? And they are looking at different factors than what the Fed chair and the Fed presidents are looking at, and they are concerned about the economy going forward with inflation, not a political statement, just a fact of what President-elect Trump is talking about with these tariffs. They're concerned over these tariffs and how it's going to impact and lead to greater inflation. So that's what they're factoring. Hopefully after President-elect Trump gets inaugurated in 14, 15, 16 days, whenever it is, and his policies become a little clearer, the men and women at the bond floor, bond desk, will have less concerns and start trading the bonds lower, which will equate to lower interest rates. Right now, we are at levels that we haven't seen since 2001. All the gains that we picked up in September, when the rates plummeted in September, we've given back and have added about a quarter of a point. We're solidly back in the mid-sevens on our way to eights, which I did not think was going to happen. So put that in the check the box that David Hochberg was wrong in predicting rates. That's why I try not to predict rates, because you got a 50% shot of getting it right and a 50% shot getting it wrong. like I just did. So we're solidly in the sevens, John. We're working our way to the eights instead of working our way to the sixes.
It's interesting because I think Wall Street has looked at the incoming administration favorably. You've seen the equities markets go up. But
yep.
But another group of people who have a vested interest in the new administration say, we're not so sure about that. And they are betting on the downside, aren't they?
Yes. So proof is in the pudding. There's just a lot of words being transferred back and forth. They're, you know, until President-elect becomes president, President-elect Trump becomes president. Again, not a political statement. And once his policies start working their way through Congress, so the Wall Street can analyze what is actually going to be happening that's on paper instead of being spoken. Hopefully they like it and they're not as concerned as they are right now. And they start trading out and the bonds start coming down. The 10-year bond is at like 4.6 in September. We were at 3.67, 3.7. So we're up a full 100 basis points, which is a full point on the interest rate.
Hey, I got 30 seconds left. You still got tickets to the Blackhawks from the Salvation Army Radiothon we did?
Yep, we have two tickets, one pair for the 20th. One of the generous donors does not want to go to the game or can't go to the game. I can't remember. So we have a pair of tickets, $2,500 to Salvation Army. They want to call into me at 855-56-DAVID, 855-563-2843. First person that calls, I'll connect them with the folks at Salvation Army. You can make the donation, and we'll get you on the list to go to the game. We've upgraded the food. We're doing double cheeseburgers, which is rivaling the macaroni and cheese, John. It's pretty awesome.
But you're still asking for a donation of $2,500 to the Army.
Correct. Yeah, the Salvation Army will benefit from this. So if you want the tickets and make the donation, $2,500, you will be sent the tickets and join us in the suite for the Hurricanes game on January 20th. I believe it's a 7 o'clock game.
It's a really great suite. It's really good food. It's a really good group of people who have all made a similar contribution. David will be there, too, 855-56-DAVID, if you want to find out more. Thank you, Mr. Hochberg.
Thanks for having me, Johnny. We'll talk to you later.